in the upper room. Jesus and his disciples were communing together at the Last Supper table. As they together ate the Paschal lamb, served with all its required herbs, Jesus seemed unusually tender and solicitous towards his disciples. Yet they felt an inexplicable, oppressive atmosphere in their midst. A depressing mood unaccountably prevailed as Jesus presided at the meal. The attitude of their beloved master, so strangely grave and pensive, and yet so solicitous, amazed them. They had never seen him in such a somber mood. Through his demeanor, he seemed to carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. With somber yet exalted manner, Jesus blessed, then broke the unleavened cakes and gave them to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then, with tears in his eyes, but joy in his voice, he lifted up the wine-filled cup and spoke out his deep gratitude to his Father. Offering the cup to the disciples, Jesus said, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." At the sound of his words, the disciples shivered as a wave of fear passed over them. How mysterious this was to them! They could not understand his words nor his demeanor. In awe and bewilderment, they ate the broken bread and drank the proffered wine as he commanded. The bread and wine that Jesus had just said represented his flesh and his blood. Not at all did the disciples understand the enormity of the events Jesus foretold with his words. They sensed the indefinable yet fearful ambience caused by the tremendous forces and spiritual energies that were rushing violently forward into enormous confrontation. Then Jesus arose, took a basin and towel, and began to wash their feet. The disciples were ashamed and humbled instead of uplifted by this menial gesture of affection. Such mysterious words and actions of Jesus, completely above and beyond their understanding, confused them. Undefinable fear entered their hearts. After the Paschal Supper had ended, and Jesus had finished washing their feet, he led his sorrowful disciples, minus Judas, outside the gates of Jerusalem. The hour was late as they walked towards the dark shadows of the great olive groves that lay at the foot of Mount Olivet. Crossing Brook Kedron, they filed quietly into a garden called Gethsemane. This olive garden was well known to them, for Jesus had often slipped away into its deep shadows for meditation and discourse with them while at Jerusalem.